Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well. This is my second attempt at doing this video. The first one, my car connected to Bluetooth, so the sound would have been all garbled and really crappy. But anywho, I hope you enjoyed that little clip I had at the beginning of the new gym bag that I bought. I just got a mountain bag at Walmart, and the nice thing about it is that it opens all the way up. I'll be sure to do like a full review. I just wanted to get a little clip of it. It's not even good lighting because it was just in my trunk and whatever with that. I'll do a full review hopefully this weekend, although this weekend's going to be crazy because I'm going down to the Arnold with my friend that's flying up, and I'm missing school on Friday because of that. I had to pick him up from the airport, so I want to leave time for that to happen just in case his flight is delayed or wouldn't be early, but if it's delayed or something weird. But anywho, so that will be my first positive of this video, or that I will touch upon, is that the bag worked really well, fit everything in it, literally everything that I take to the gym in it. Even was able to attach my tripod to the bottom. It had some buckles or whatever, and it worked really well. So I might even take it to the Arnold just to have stuff to carry around. I don't know. We'll see, but really happy with the bag. It was like $38. So I paid more than I would like for it, but I guess I got a little better quality. So we'll see how it holds up in the long term. But I mean, if it lasts a while, I might just buy the same exact bag because Walmart has multiple ones. But that's my first positive. I actually have two of them. The other one is that school today went really well. My lessons, everything was prepared. Students did really well. I think I had one mistake in the afternoon. I forgot to get one of my groups, but it is what it is with that. You know, I've made a lot worse mistakes than that in my life, and they were fine with it. All my students were able to attend their groups, and the two kids I forgot, the way our school does it, we have interventions for school-wide for reading, so you're grouped based on your skill level for this 45-minute block, and you get direct reading instruction, and it's really nice because students are based on their ability. There's like three general groups, and then for me, because I'm in special ed, I just get most of my students, but two of my students who are a bit higher, they go to another group, and so they get that reading instruction. Then I get them at a different time for the reading time, since I have to have them in my room for a certain amount of minutes, which is fine with me because then they get kind of extra reading minutes, and I think that's perfect for them. Just for that reason, they're a little bit higher and they can be pushed a little bit harder, but I'm hoping that it will work well for them and make adjustments for it. But I forgot to get them in the afternoon, but it's not as if they didn't get any reading instruction, so I just have to have those minutes. If I did that consistently, which I don't do stupid stuff like that on a consistent basis, thankfully, or otherwise I'd be categorized as a stupid person. But like I said, school today went really well. I was supposed to have my formal observation today, but my evaluator at the school forgot, which is cool. He's a nice guy, so he's just going to do it tomorrow, and I'm just going to bribe my students with donuts because they get kind of stressed out when a principal or administrator comes in at any point, and especially when I kind of prep them. Otherwise, they may just not handle it well, as well as they could have or as well as they can, if they're not mentally prepared, knowing what's happening that day, if someone's coming in and whatnot. So hopefully that goes well tomorrow. I have no doubt that it most likely will. The students I have in my group tend to do well if there's an administrator in the rooms. And there's other groups where that might not matter as much. But I think for my older kids, they generally understand if an administrator is sitting in there, it's probably not a good idea to mess around. So I'm going to have that tomorrow. So fingers crossed that goes well. I'm going to try to maybe buy them donuts or something if they're really good, since those formal evaluations are very important to me. That's how I get graded as a teacher. We'll see how they handle it. I think once I bring up donuts, they'll be all right. I think if I didn't bring up donuts, they might be a little iffy with that. But my one negative with today is that I just kind of complain through my workout. I enjoy it because I'm getting stronger, but today was really hard. I'm going to be more aggressive with the jumps I take this week for the various exercises because I'm taking a deload next week, so I can afford to be a little bit more aggressive, but man, it beat the crap out of me. So that was, I suppose, the one negative is that the workout today was harder than I would have liked, but got through everything, did all the reps, had reasonably good form. The only thing I struggled with were some push presses. And the one thing I want to improve on tomorrow is to just kind of have a similar day. I want everything to go just as well and have a good formal observation in the afternoon. Still under 5 minutes, just barely. So I'm going to wrap up this video now. I think I hit everything that I wanted to talk about, at least in this 5 minute stretch. Hope you all had a great day, and look for the book bag review at some point this week or next weekend.